Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And I hope that you did enjoy that very, very beautiful song. It is a Gaither Vocal Band with a song called Daystar Shine Down On Me. That one comes out of their 2020 album called Reunited. So hope that you did enjoy and love that song. We started this second and final hour of the show with a song called When I Finally Get Home. This one comes out from Advent 4. And that album came out in 2018, which is called Pesheya Gwenkwenkwezi, which is beyond the star, right? So loosely translated, by the way, and I hope that my Xhosa people won't, hold me for that one. But I think that's what it means, loosely translated, right? But if you've just joined us, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it right here on Business Sense. It is the second and final hour of this show, and it being a Tuesday today, as you know, and as is custom, on Tuesdays we speak about everything that has to do with technology. Why? Because simply technology affects us in each and every sphere of our lives, from religion to industry to business to whatever else you can think about. We are affected by technology, right, in one way, shape, or form. So that's why these conversations are very, very important for us, to outline how these things affect us each and every day. And I have the pleasure this evening of talking to Ubaba Ukrise Gumbi, who is going to help us understand this very important topic of machine learning. It is, of course, a topic and an area that a lot of us are very shy of it, simply because maybe we are very afraid of what it is, what it means, and the kind of impact it's having in our lives, even though every day we are seeing what machine learning and what machines are doing. And maybe sometimes we don't have a clear understanding. Is it now machine learning, or is it artificial? So what is this thing that's affecting us, right? So that's what we're going to be trying to unpack in the next few minutes. So please do make sure that you do join us. If you do have a question, you can WhatsApp us on 0734703520, 0734703520. For those of you who are listening to us outside of South Africa, you start with +27 7347035520. And of course, on Facebook, our page is Adventist World Radio SID Media. And on Twitter, our handle is AWRSID_media. That's certainly where you can find us and talk to us. And of course, you can hashtag Business Sense right there. Good evening, Babu Gumbi.
Good evening.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And we always ask our guests, how was your day?
Mine was a bit hectic. I had to go to the
gym. Yeah.
And I rushed to Alberton. And then I came back then to try and prepare.
Yeah.
For certain other meetings that I'm going to get. One of them is board meeting.
Oh, I see. Sure. Pretty hectic day. And but nonetheless, we thank you so much for taking the time and squeezing us, of course, in your busy schedule. And I suppose this conversation is one for the books, because it is a very, very important conversation that we're trying to unpack, something that a lot of us are just hearing about, but we never get to fully understand what this thing is, which is machine learning. But before we get into that machine learning, for people who don't know who you are, and maybe this is the first time they're hearing you or hearing your voice, and are wondering, who are you? So how would you describe yourself or introduce yourself to our listeners?
Currently, I'll introduce myself as a founder of an organization called Binop.
Okay.
Although I have other organizations that I'm sort of affiliated with or involved in, but the one that is actually key since I left the working environment is the one that's called Binop.
Mm.
The meaning of Binop is actually black is not only beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the founder of the organization, and we currently have close to 400 members that have joined the organization. And there is a purpose behind it. It's about just talking to the economy of this country, and talking to unemployment, and talking to business, us as black people, understanding the business and understanding the other supporting distinct functions around the business.
Okay, so close to 400 members. Are those business people as well?
It's a combination of both business people,
yeah,
and unemployed people.
Okay.
What we've done is we're aiming at having 1 million members.
Okay.
Which are South Africans.
Okay.
And they're all going to be working together using the funds that we currently using on other things, other build businesses, and be able to employ ourselves and employ others, build those big businesses that we were supposed to have. What we're trying to avoid is depending on the funding only, we want to be able to self-fund.
Yeah, which is quite very important. Now, tell us a little bit about your work in the infrastructure and IT space.
Infrastructure and IT, I actually started, that was
1993. Yeah.
I worked in that space. I actually left it 2020.
Okay.
It was not by choice. Mm-hmm. It was by retrenchment. But I think it was God's decision to say you have to be out of this environment so the other thing is outside.
So wait, you were out of it during the height of COVID?
Yes.
Sure.
Definitely during that time. There was a retrenchment.
Yeah.
And I was actually part of it.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've worked in IT starting from programming on mainframes, up until I exited as a senior solution architect. If you understand the solution architect, it's a space where we look at the requirements of the business and interpret them so that we can be able to give them to the technical people to unfold them and make them be automated in terms of programs, and be able to access data, be able to sort of talk to the user and talk to the user's requirements.
Sounds very technical, but I think I'm following you. I think I'm following you right there. And of course, like I said, our listeners can join us on 0734703520. That's the WhatsApp number that, of course, they can use. Now, we're talking about machine learning, right? I think now we're getting to very complicated stuff here. In short, if you were to explain it to a layperson listening right now, yes, we've heard this thing on the news. We've heard and read about it in radio, TV, print, and all the sort of stuff. And for some of us, it's something that's at the back of our minds. We know there's something called machine learning, but it sounds so complicated that, you know, you're like, okay, as long as it hasn't affected me, I'm not going to be involved. But it sounds like it's going to be affecting, and it's already affecting quite a lot of us and quite a lot of industries as well. And so what is machine learning?
I would say machine learning is actually a capability of a machine to imitate the intelligence of a human behavior.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to give you an example. When people go on Twitter or they go to Facebook, there's a certain way that they behave. That is, that certain way is determined by their data.
Okay.
So your data will tell you, the person's data will be able to tell you that this person behaves this way. You are a person who likes buying shoes.
Yeah.
The machine will look at the patterns.
Okay.
When you say machine, you're talking about the computer, both the hardware and software.
Okay.
Because when people think of a computer, they're thinking of a hardware.
Yes.
Computer is actually both software and hardware.
Yes.
It has always been like that. Even in the mainstream, it's always been like that.
Yeah.
So it looks at the data that you're sending out there. It takes it as an input, and then it sort of look at the patterns of your behavior and say, how do you behave? I think maybe you've seen it before. Sometimes when you open your phone, you'll find that you sort of go to an area that you are familiar to. which is the area that you always go to. And then maybe you're searching for something different, then you will move to whatever different space that you're moving to.
Yeah.
But the machine has already shown you that, you know what, this is how you behave. These are the places that you normally visit.
Sure. So, wow, okay. Let me try and unpack this thing a little bit and make sure that I'm understanding you. So the computer, being hardware and software, learns your behavior, right? And after learning your behavior, it can almost, is this what you're saying, that it can predict how you're going to act?
It's actually putting the patterns that trying to predict how you're going to act. It's actually trying to make your life easy.
Oh.
Saying, these are the things that you normally do. Can I give them to you before you even look for them? But remember, this is actually a subfield of artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence on the background is actually performing the complex task of manipulating the whole of this thing. So when we actually talking of machine behavior, I'm thinking of the other example that I can think of. Say you're using internet in the house. Okay. You must just try and do something one day. Go to a space where normally you are unable to connect most of the time. So beyond your connection point. You move back and you keep going forward and you move back. At a certain point in time, your internet starts reaching you wherever you are.
Yes.
So in other words, if it's Wi-Fi, it's a start of broadening. And because it's actually sensing this behavior. It's actually picking it up to say this person works in this area. You'll find that inside the house, sometimes there are areas that you can actually work comfortably, but when you move to certain areas, it looks like your internet is actually giving problems. But if you keep doing that, it actually stretches as well.
Oh, I see. So it's almost like Lance, okay, I need to also cover him in this space. You know, as much as I cover him when he's sitting in this space
so
and working from.
An example. I'm just giving an example that is actually closer to machine learning.
Yeah.
What machine does the same thing, because it has these iterations to say, okay, this person does this in terms according to the patterns, and then based on that, it says, okay, this is the behavior of this person. Now, think of it from an organization point of view.
Yes.
If the machine is able to start interpreting such things, that means it's able to sort of interpret the patterns, and it makes the decisions for the decision makers easier. It makes it easier for them because it's actually giving them the patterns that are followed by the data. When we say data, but data is text, it's just information. In IT, they say the information that is actually formatted and extracted in a certain way, it becomes data.
Okay.
Because it gives you the
structure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So what are the similarities or differences between, or are they almost the same thing or same thing but different function? Artificial intelligence and machine learning, and I'm not saying we should, you know, talk about artificial intelligence, because I think we're gonna invite you again for that specifically, but it sounds like there's almost work hand in hand.
Are you meaning data and machine learning?
So between is artificial intelligence data and machine learning a feed into or is artificial intelligence the background that's running this machine learning, are they two different things?
I think I can answer your question.
Okay.
Is your question based on data and machine learning, or is it based on artificial intelligence?
So I wanted to understand whether is there something different between artificial intelligence and machine learning, or these things are synonymous?
Machine learning is actually a subfield of artificial intelligence.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
Artificial intelligence is talking to the algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we say algorithms, and people just start thinking of some complicated stuff. Think of the algorithms that were there in math.
Yeah.
For those that did mathematics.
Yeah.
The algorithms will sort of give certain methods that you utilize to handle data.
Mm.
It When we talk data, we're talking digital data. So we're talking digits, or we're talking the text data.
Yeah.
So the way that you, so artificial intelligence is actually the head.
Okay.
And the machine learning becomes the subset of that.
Okay.
Machine learning now is talking to the data that is actually being inputted into the artificial intelligence, which perform this task using algorithm. Am I explaining it right, or am I explaining it in a complicated way?
I think I'm following you. So it is a subset, right, of artificial intelligence.
So machine learning is a subset of artificial intelligence.
And then machine learning is the input for artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, so I'm following you. So machine learning learns the behavior, right, and inputs that as data into what now artificial intelligence interprets, right, into behavior, or whatever the case might be, as an output. Now I'm going to school. I'm learning very fast here. I think you've explained it quite very, very well, sir, and I really appreciate it. Okay, so what is the purpose then of machine learning? And maybe we've dissected it already, but just to put it out there for our listeners, maybe who, so that they don't get lost behind in this conversation, what is the purpose of machine learning?
So if you look at the purpose of machine learning,
it's
organizations go out there, they have all this data.
Yeah.
Okay? And they have all the programs that are sitting there that are supposed to sort of analyze this data.
Mm.
Okay. So in order to be able to analyze this data, why are you analyzing it?
Okay.
So you want to learn from the historic data that you have and identify certain patterns.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then, because that's going to help you make logical decisions.
Mm.
Why do you want to make logical decisions? You actually want to take a load away from your hand by automating certain behaviors or patterns so that they can actually, machine can do them without you interfering.
Without a human being interfering.
Without a human being interfering. As I said to you, okay, let's go back to that example that I was making.
Yeah.
If you were to stretch your internet in the house beyond a certain point, what it means is that next time you don't have to stretch it. It's actually automated. You're coming at as you open the gate, you'll find that you simply connect on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So it's actually automated because it has learned that pattern. It automates it. There are some that will get automated by default, but there are some that will need some other application involvement on the background. I'm talking now business-related data. Because remember, it has got certain functionalities. So with those functionalities, you don't want them to just automate themselves. You just want to learn those patterns, have a look at those patterns, make good decisions so that you can apply whatever decisions that you have on that data, and you put an automation, maybe as an application, or whatever kind of task or whatever algorithm that you actually create. Can be able to do that automatically.
Sure. I love that example that you're using because I think it helps us to crystallize the point that you're making, that, for instance, when I walk in here into studio, my phone automatically picks up the Wi-Fi, right? Because I suppose it has learned my pattern that when I get here, it needs to automatically connect to the Wi-Fi.
And, and if you remember well, you will ask me even a question to say, you want to save the credentials, which is
yes.
As soon as you come in, just pick it up.
Yeah, without me having to connect and all that. And now I get the point that you're making earlier, that it's actually meant to make our lives easier, right? Because I don't have to now connect again and input or remember the password. I just put it once and I agree to it, picking it up every time. So every time I walk in, I don't have to remember, of course, what was the password? What was this? What was that? So makes it much easier for me, I suppose, when I come in and all those sort of stuff. That's what something. I love that example because I think it helps crystallize in my mind what this machine learning is about and what it's meant to be. And I think ultimately what it is about making our life easier. Now, what are the vulnerabilities? Because there's data there that's being exchanged. I'm thinking now for businesses, right? I find that most businesses would have, for instance, and I'm making this example to ask my question. You find that they have, a Wi-Fi, for instance, that is for employees. And when you are a guest, they connect you to a different Wi-Fi, different password. Is this now to protect data that could potentially be manipulated?
Yes, it is used to protect data that can be manipulated. I'm actually laughing. I'm just about to make an example that will okay, when you get to any organization,
yeah,
as an employee, you will have an access card. But if you are a visitor, you ask to sign in the register.
Yes.
So that's a difference. I've already put the difference there.
Yeah.
So you're actually two different people.
Yeah.
To say, you come in as a guest so that we can secure our environment against all. You're not part of us. Remember now, the security differ. Cyber guys will actually tell you. They even when you come through the internet, there are other places that they will call them a glass house. So they put you in a glass house before.
Oh, wow.
It's like they have to search you. They actually have to sort of do a search. When you come in and they use that scanning, they have to scan you first before you can you are authorized to come inside.
Sure.
So it's exactly the same thing. So think of it from the physical point of view.
Yes. Yeah.
From computer point of view, we have to categorize you so that you can actually put you in an environment where you are authorized to do certain things that other people are not authorized to do.
Now that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Data, machine learning, is there a difference?
The difference between data and machine learning is that data is actually can be extracted. What the computer will do, it will extract the rules. Okay. From large quantities of data. Remember, when I'm saying large quantities of data, I just want to explain just one example. When you were growing up, you were a student, you had a student number. Okay?
Yeah.
That was long time ago. Other people had student had a student record long time ago. Okay. It actually had certain rules that were prescribed that were there. Okay. But the current data that we have, you'll find that there's such a difference between the student record and the data that you're actually putting in on daily basis on the internet. Okay. So now there's certain rules around that data.
Okay.
The actual text, there's certain rules. So data will be, when we're talking data, we're talking of mining or extracting those rules.
Okay.
So that we are able to sort of have quality data. So you're taking text or you're taking information, you're making it quality data by extracting it. While machine learning teaches the computer on how to learn and comprehend the given parameters around that data.
Okay.
So you mine it first.
Yeah.
Okay. So when extracting the rules will be, a name is a character that is like this. A number is a numeric.
Yeah.
This is a digit that has got minus sign or doesn't have a minus sign.
Yeah.
And a person's surname cannot be larger than. Those are the rules around it.
Yeah.
So it creates those, when you're doing mapping and creating those rules.
Yeah.
And people that do that, we call them data scientists. Because they go and have a look at the actual data, pull out the rules. And then what machine learning does, it read those rules and look at the patterns. So pull out the parameters that are key. So it's actually utilizing the actual data to improve the performance.
Yeah. Okay.
It's improving the performance of whatever that you're trying to achieve. The system that's trying to achieve that, or any prediction that you're actually trying to get to.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying with data we are extracting, right, using certain rules and certain parameters, right?
Yeah.
And which means that there's certain data based on those rules and categorization that we might not necessarily use, depending what the end goal is, right? So like you said, maybe it's qualitative data or quantitative data, whatever the case might be. So if we're extracting only qualitative data, then it will, we're excluding quantitative, and then machine learning will learn patterning using the qualitative data or the quantitative data that we extracted at that particular point in time for decision making.
You've actually hit the nail on the head.
Oh.
Like you're running the, you're like they're running the project now.
I'm learning. I think you're a good teacher, sir. So I'm learning very, very well. Okay. So that makes sense to me, because then in a business environment, then it means that we need to find a way to differentiate the two, because I suppose it would have some sort of impact on our decision making if we don't classify and categorize the data, and basically what you're saying, mine the data correctly using the right parameters and laws.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That makes sense.
Mine the data, and then you can use the parameters to be able to utilize the data to improve the performance of your environment.
Yeah, makes sense. And deep learning?
Deep learning is another algorithm that goes deeper into data.
Okay.
And now you're using an algorithm that is very technical in terms of you making the different distinctions. So it's like going. I'm just trying to think now. It's like going deeper, whereby I'm saying to you, if you were going to be connecting to your Wi-Fi, what are the other components that you have within the Wi-Fi? So there's a modem, there's this, there's that, there's a password, there's a modem. So that's the way that I can actually explain it in
deep learning, yeah.
Otherwise, I will actually confuse even more people. But it's still talking about the deeper algorithm.
Yeah.
Of accessing this.
Yeah. We've got a comment from Umam Nomusa here that she says, wow, tackling such an interesting subject. I never heard of it. So we are going the right direction. And I'm so proud of you guys. You're doing extremely well. You sound so intelligent. I was like, I think Ubabu Kumbi is the one that sounds very intelligent right here, right now. And we are deeply appreciative, sir, of that, because I think we're learning quite a lot here. And I think I can see its impact in terms of business and just generally in life, how it's going to affect us. Now, without also making it too complicated, what are the algorithms behind machine learning?
The algorithms behind the machine learning is, one is for decision making.
Mm-hmm.
On a decision making, you're actually having a decision tree. Okay, you're actually ranking and classifying.
Okay.
And I think I've already explained this before, but it's just how you classify data. So you're ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. So you use an algorithm.
Okay.
To be able to sort of rank your data.
Okay.
In terms of importance.
Yeah.
And how you're going to be utilizing. So you classify.
Yes. Oh. Okay. So more like you use decision trees, like you said.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, more like using decision tree.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Now, if I am now in... Okay, you can go.
No, it's fine. You wanted to ask a question.
There I was saying that if I am now in some sort of project on, I suppose, machine learning, and we're trying to, extract data for whatever we're learning about behavior of our customers, for instance, right? So that we can see whether... we need to adjust our marketing strategy or, adjust our customers and all those sort of stuff. What are the steps? And I'm asking now as a day-to-day person who deals with machine learning, what do they do every single day?
Okay. That's normally put in a project format. So in a project format,
yeah,
you will collect your data. as input.
Mm-hmm.
And as I explained before, when you collect your data, you're actually extracting the rules.
Yeah.
Because you have large quantities of data. So So you're extracting the rules. And because you want to enable your machine learning as well along.
Mm.
So thereafter you prepare the data.
Mm-hmm.
So preparing the data is like transforming it. You explore it. So you do the exploratory analysis.
Mm.
And then you do the cleanup so that you are left with the data that you want to utilize.
Yes, okay.
Thereafter, you need to choose a model in terms of the algorithm of the one that you're going to be using.
Mm.
And then based on those models that you are actually using, you start training the model.
Okay.
Remember now you're getting to the point where you're doing machine learning.
Yes.
You actually want to train the model.
Yeah.
And then after training the model, you want to evaluate.
Hmm.
And then you have any parameters, remember, on your extraction, these parameters.
Mm-hmm.
If you had any parameters that you feel that they are not doing what they are supposed to do, then you tune them to do what they are supposed to do.
Hmm.
And that data becomes a data that is available for you for decision making, for predictions,
mm-hmm.
whatever that you want for your business.
Okay.
It's like now it's giving you your research information.
Yes. 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 Yeah, because there is a comment here again. It says, I think it helps in the marketing research to develop a new product as well.
Yes.
Oh, this is precise. Hey, see, I've got very intelligent listeners as well. So we are certainly following you on this particular one. Okay. Now, I just want us, because we're running out of time, I just want us then to look at how does this machine learning affect you and I every single day?
Every single day, if you look at the way that we actually behaving, that we behave currently. Compared to the olden days, there are certain things that have been automated, even if you go to supermarket. Let me just give you, if you think about it, let's just think of a tap.
Yeah.
Tap of a card.
Okay.
Instead of putting the pin. This thing, as much as it's using a certain barcode, and what you used to do before, you used to be worried about your PIN number.
Yes.
Now you're not worried about your PIN
number. You just tap and go.
You just tap and go.
Hmm.
Think about it. In the future, that tap and go might not even be necessary.
Sure.
It might just be your card inside your pocket with you and your groceries putting them in your plastic bag or whatever that your carry bag that you have. And then without any cashier, it might just take your money from
your so, wait. Let's go back there. Let's go back again. So what you're saying is we're heading to a stage where and maybe for those who are joining us for this time around, right? So we're talking machine learning. So we're saying, using that example, right? Because I think it's going to help us to also understand it, how machine learning is affecting us today and potentially. My next question was going to be the future, and I think you've already addressed the future. So we used to, I suppose, not have bank cards, right? And if you needed money, you had to go to the branch and withdraw from there. What you look, here's a check, I want this much money, blah blah blah. Yeah, so that's what we used to do. And then I suppose cards came in, and then now apps came in. Nowadays, I don't even carry my card. If I've got my phone, I scan the QR code, everything gets done. And these things are happening every day. I think we're not even thinking, this is machine learning right right in front of us.
We're actually not thinking about it because, remember, it's happening on the back. And we don't have this education. Like, we're not being educated. It will take us time in case to get educated on certain things. Not unless we bring ourselves closer to sort of understanding all these concepts around IT.
Sure.
I always say that when I started in IT, the only thing that was there, the mainframe was there, and people utilized mainframe without even thinking. It was all the have mainframe.
Mm.
All the government institutions have mainframe.
Mm.
So by today, everyone is talking computers, because now we have them. Okay.
Mm.
And the funny part is that they are actually decentralized. Okay. When I say decentralized, on mainframe, everything was centered, and people used to connect from wherever.
Mm.
We used to use things called terminals.
Mm.
And then they were decentralized when we started having all the desktops, so you could have your information sitting on your computer.
Mm.
All of a sudden, everything is sitting on the cloud.
Mm. So everything's on the cloud, today, yeah.
If you don't have the internet, there's no way you're going to be able to access that information.
Mm.
So it's centralized, okay. So your device is free.
Mm.
It doesn't carry all this information. So it's that's the chain you left with it.
Sure. Okay. So we used to have cards. Now we don't need cards. So you're saying in the future what's going to happen is that you will just pass by this scanning thing and it will scan your card and you'd be without even taking out your card in your pocket. No PIN number. You just pass and it would just beep, take out the money, and basically you've paid for your groceries without even taking. Sure, that's scary. Well, I suppose it's scary because maybe right now it's not as proliferated, right? But at a time when it's now widely used and proliferated, we are not going to be scared of it. But it sounds very, very scary.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to prepare ourselves. Okay. Why should one be interested in machine learning?
I think if you are a business person, you will improve your product and your because the decision that you make for the product, if you sort of evaluate the business model and want to enhance them in terms of decision making and improving your process, you actually need that as a person.
Mm.
And as a consumer as well, you actually want to understand what it is that you're sort of consuming on the background, not only the physical product, but the special product that you actually consume. You need to understand that so that you don't get locked because people just send things to you, don't understand certain things, you can just accept which can put you into trouble.
Sure.
And I think we need to sort of know those things.
Yeah. Okay. As we end, can you tell us a little bit about the work that your company is doing in this space?
Okay. As I said, that we're actually putting 1 million people together.
Mm.
Main aim is to attack all the sectors. And ICT is one of them.
Mm.
And we would like our people to actually learn and understand and see how they can use ICT in terms of in their businesses. We've started in Soweto, we've started in Chicago. We've got a few organizations and a big organization called Binance. Binance, by the way, the name like is not on it.
Yeah.
It's brain talent. So
that's
how we get this one together. Take the economy of this country and beyond this country. Back to ourselves. When I say ourselves, I understand what we're talking. I'm talking about the sector.
Yeah.
So even in the structure of our organization, we do have ICT as part of it. We will want to even be able to offer it to other people.
Mm.
At the same time, we want to train students that are trying to come from high school so that they are able to understand the both business and technology in order to start.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And how can people and companies then reach out to you?
Okay, I'm going to give them my email address.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. It's Chris Gumbi. So it's Chris, G-U-M-B-I.
Yeah.
At binop.co.za.
At binop.co.za. Yes. So it's Chris Gumbi at binop.co.za. Did I catch that correctly?
Yes, C-H-R-I-S.
Yeah.
G-U-M-B-I at binop.co.
binop.co.za. I suppose the website is also up at binop.co.za as well. Sure. Thank you so much. I think my head is spinning, but I think it's spinning for the right reasons. And all of this, I'm just trying to, I suppose, put it in my mind and try and compartmentalize the data that I just got right now and make sense of it and try and find machine learning in me to understand it. But it's been such a beautiful conversation. And you have, and that's all thanks to you. I think you've explained it quite very, very well. And like I'm saying, I think one of these days I'm going to call you and be like, you know what, I also did this now. I know what machine learning is. I've been learning about it and data and all those sort of stuff. So, but thank you so much, Babu Kumbi, for that. We really appreciate the time that you've taken. Any last words to our listeners?
They must keep listening.
Yeah.
To your station.
Yeah.
I think you're tackling very good distinct topics.
Yeah.
And for yourself as well, just keep going.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Sure. I really, really appreciate that. Those words. Thank you so much for those kind words. And yeah, may God also continue to bless you and the work that you do. Really appreciate it. And have a good evening. Thank you so much. That was Ubaba Ukumbi helping us understand machine learning. Yay! My heart and my mind and everything that is in me is spinning, right? It is certainly spinning, but I think it's spinning for the right reasons.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.